The city of Pattaya, Thailand, is in the global spotlight as the backdrop to the case of an Australian man charged with the murder of a Thai teenager. 45-year-old Simon Carman was arrested last week in Thailand after the body of 17-year-old Tanchinok Donhomla was discovered inside a suitcase abandoned near railway tracks. Thai police have charged him with murder, concealing a body, and offences relating to taking a minor for sexual purposes. Police allege Mr. Carman picked up the teenager from the Beach Road Vice Strip in Pattaya in the early hours of the preceding morning. They've told the ABC the pair had argued about money before he allegedly killed her and say Mr. Carman's denied the charges. Now, this Beach Road area is in an infamous section of the city. Travel influencer Adriana Neptuna has been there.
The area that I was staying in was kind of focused around maybe the sex industry.
She's talking about the infamous Walking Street nightlife district in particular.
There's a lot of recruiter type people on the street trying to get you into their bars, showing you lots of pictures of like naked imagery, like right up close in your face, which was quite shocking.
Tourism experts say this reputation's not just a stereotype and continues to shape how the city's viewed internationally. Sirima Zakrapongpanik from non-government organisation the Child Protection and Development Centre says the city of 120,000 has a high rate of sex work.
We have approximately around 45 to 50,000 sex workers in the area.
It's estimated up to 70,000 foreigners also live there long term or for an extended stay. Here's Adriana Neptuna again.
That region, I would never go back there.
The city's been known for bars and sex work since the Vietnam War, when it was a hotspot for American soldiers. Sex work's actually illegal in Thailand, but it operates openly as a grey market, only intermittently targeted by authorities. Local governments have spent years trying to rebrand Pattaya as a broader tourist destination by promoting family-friendly attractions like aquariums, water parks, shopping centres and marinas, and by hosting major events. But these efforts have had limited success.
It is just like the old wine in a new bottle.
According to tourism researchers, crackdowns on sex workers, increased CCTV, improved lighting and anti-scam measures haven't really changed public perceptions. Sirome Zakrapongpanik argues sex work should be regulated.
In Thailand, we have around 16 to 20% of the national GDP coming from tourism itself. Within that, at least around 2% comes directly from the sex tourism.
He argues regulation would not only make that income taxable, but also give sex workers more rights. He feels this would help end cycles of intergenerational sex work and poverty.
We choose to treat these ladies or the sex workers or males like a second or third class citizen.
Now, 17-year-old Tanchinok Donhomla was not actually from Pattaya. She lived with her family in Kalasin, about 5 hours away. Her family says she wanted to go on holiday to the city with a friend. The family is calling for the harshest possible punishment for her alleged killer, the death penalty. The murder charge Simon Carman's facing carries the death penalty or life in prison. A funeral for Tanchinok Donhomla has been held in her hometown.